not for tier along with you, but Calgary would certainly be a team, I think, right now that would be in that mix. So how do you look at the challenge that lays ahead tomorrow? They're obviously playing really well as of late.
Yeah, they have, so it should be a fun game. We like where our game's at right now as well, so we usually focus on what we do more than whoever we're playing, but we got to be aware of, you know, the firepower they have over there, and I'm sure it'll be a fun game.
Where does last night's offensive output rank in your mind in terms of games this year? Obviously, 49 shots and, yeah, and the 6 goals, and maybe could have had a lot more. Do you feel like that was, in terms of everybody kind of clicking, that was as close to...
as good as it gets, right? Yeah, literally, I'd say, like, our first period was unbelievable. We had the puck the whole time. Up full on, we gave a little bit of hope. They came back, but the overall game, we felt like we dominated, and you know, this is the kind of game we want to play.
You guys on the second power play unit almost joke with the first power play unit that they're too effective at times, that they're scoring so fast.
Yeah,
sometimes you guys aren't even seeing the egg. Another one last night, I think 23 seconds. You've had a couple in 7, one in 8.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's what we want. You know, power plays. They go out there, they score goals, and when they do it, it's perfect. That's what the team wants. So it's just when they don't get it done, we get a chance, and you know, we haven't had a whole lot of success, but we've generated chances. So, but yeah, our first unit has just been amazing. So it's been real.
Why do you think that is? Teams, no doubt, are pre-scouting, and they must know what to expect, and yet it's still number one in the league. And
right. Yeah, I don't know how to explain that. Really, to get good players that make plays. It's hard to defend, you know. We get shooters that puts them in. So power play, usually teams are going to get their chances, and it comes down to guys putting them in, and we have guys that can do that here.
You've seen a lot of Patrick Laine, of Kyle Connor, having played with them at various points. So when you see their line, along with Brian, have the night that they did last night, did you feel that that was only a matter of time, that those guys, you know, especially Patrick, 5-on-5 really started to break through?
Yeah, it was nice to see them contribute offensively. Kyle has been doing it all year. He's been great for us. So is Brian, and then it was nice to see Patty get some 5-on-5 chances and putting them in. But yeah, you know, they're three great players, so we definitely expect them to be a dominant line for us, and they expect that from themselves. So it was nice to see them contribute last night.
Paul has often referred to you, Matthew, as a player you can plug anywhere in the lineup with any guys, and you get guys going.
Right.
Do you almost see Kyle now in that mold, that he's that driver as well? And yes, obviously, absolutely. He had success with Blake and Mark, but now he's having success on a different line.
He's having success to whoever he's playing with, because you know, he creates for himself and his line mates. He makes other guys better around him. So he's so good at holding onto the pucks in the corners. He's got that speed, the shot. He's been unreal for us. So yeah, definitely whoever's going to play with him is certainly going to have a good night.
Minutes will vary for your line with obviously Jack and Nick here as of late, but you watch what you guys have been able to do. How much confidence do you see from those two younger guys right now in the game that they've been able to bring? And it's been big.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting there. You know, just especially for them trying to learn how to play low minutes. It's nothing. It's something they've never experienced before in their life. So that you have to be opportunistic. So take the chances that you have, because you won't get that many. So they're slowly learning that every shift matters for us, and it's a learning process. But I think they've been doing a better job at it.
Is part of that kind of managing the frustration on the ice or on the bench, maybe too?
On the bench, for sure. Yeah,
you tell those guys, you know, relax a little bit.
Yeah, like stay with it, and you know, like, get jacked up, because that one shift we're going to get, like, we have to make the most of it, because we don't know when's the next one coming up. That was hard for Rosie, for sure, early in the season to kind of get in that groove, because for him sitting there, it was just so frustrating that it would get off his game. But I think he's been playing better, and I think Nick has been learning that for the past few years, you know, ever since he's been here, really. He's kind of been in that role. So he's also learning. But yeah, we for sure want to help the team win games and produce offensively. But I mean, the way we've been playing lately, I like our game. It's just a matter of time before they start going in.